from KQED.
From KQED Arts, I'm Cy Musiker with The Duelist.
And I'm Jeffrey Edelapour, a theater columnist with the SF Weekly.
And this week we're featuring some uplifting plays that offer holiday cheer, something we can all use, I think, after a traumatic year, especially here in the Bay Area. But we don't want to send you back to the umpteenth version of Dickens' A Christmas Carol, as good as that can be.
So let's start with Bright Star, a Tony-nominated musical that's at the Curran.
If you knew my story, you'd have a hard time believing me. You'd think I was lying.
That's Carmen Cusack singing the big opening song from Bright Star. This is a southern dramedy with a story and song by Edie Brickell and Steve Martin, and a totally unbelievable happy ending to make a good holiday fare. I think that's the requirement. I have to say, I teared up, and I just love the show.
Well, I think it's a little uncomplicated for my taste. I was feeling a little cynical maybe that night, and so I needed to check that at the door. But it reminded me of the Waltons with a bluegrass soundtrack. And I think somebody sneaks in a reference to the show in the main character's hometown. Bright Star continues at the Curran in San Francisco through December 17th.
And I saw Miss Bennett, Christmas at Pemberley at San Jose's City Lights Theater. And this is a show that's light as a feather. It's a romantic comedy by Lauren Gunderson and Margot Melkon, a kind of sequel to Pride and Prejudice, with the bookish Mary Bennett finding true love. And Lauren Gunderson is a Bay Area resident, and she told me there are 16 productions of this show around the country. And I asked her why it's become such a quick success. It debuted just last year.
There is something necessary and urgent and even a bit radical about celebrating joy, specifically when it's female joy and friendship. And it brings people together with a kind of warm-hearted story that'll make you feel really good at the end. And I think the world needs that right now.
Lauren Gunderson on her play, Miss Bennett, Christmas at Pemberley, which continues at City Lights Theater in San Jose through December 17th.
And then there's the Christmas counter-programming.
Tell the boys back.
That's a song from Black Rider, The Casting of the Magic Bullets, the anti-holiday show at Shotgun Players in Oakland. And this is this bleak and very weird tale of a man who makes a deal with the devil to win the hand of his beloved, and how it goes so very, very wrong.
That song is really the high point. There are two other songs that are great, The Briar and the Rose and I'll Shoot the Moon, but her singing of that really closes the show. I think if Bright Star is an affirmation of family and marriage, then The Black Rider is its infernal opposite. It affirms that the devil's going to hunt you down.
And we're all going to die miserably. Grace Wynn does a phenomenal job in the role of the soul-selling boyfriend. That's who we heard just now singing that song. The Black Rider continues at Shotgun Players through January the 14th. And we both saw Watch on the Rhine last night at Berkeley Rep. Jeffrey, this is a kind of living room drama about the perils of non-intervention for the U.S. in the fight against fascism in 1941. It's a lefty holiday call to arms that seems directed at our times and pretty good.
Absolutely. I think Lillian Hellman made the political very personal in this living room drama about an estranged family that comes back together. It's not at the holidays, but it still has that sense of nostalgia for an era that's certainly relevant today.
We wanted to talk about three new dance works now from Garrett and Moulton as the duo kick off their 15th anniversary season. And Janice Garrett and Charles Moulton make these intricate, complex pieces, sometimes with what they call a movement chorus.
Yeah, I've watched some of them online, and it looks like they've choreographed them like clockwork, the intricate mechanisms of everybody moving their hands back and forth.
Yeah, they're passing a ball. There's often sometimes as many as 72 dancers passing balls around.
Drop a ball, you drop a ball, and it usually falls very inconveniently on somebody else's head. When that happens, you're as honest as you're ever going to be about yourself when you don't look so good. And because of that, the piece has a sense of humanity. It's fun, but it's also kind of speaks to the futility and humor of the human condition.
Charles Moulton and Janice Garrett present three world premieres in a celebration of their 15th anniversary at ODC in San Francisco, December 14th through the 16th. Something now from a beautiful baritone.
Weight of love on my shoulders. I thought that it would be easier than this. I thought my heart had grown colder, but the warmth of your kiss, I can't dismiss.
That's Gregory Porter. He's just my favorite jazz singer these days. Mostly he writes his own songs. They're often based on things his church organ playing mom would say to him as he grew up in Bakersfield. But he's also doing a lot of Nat King Cole these days, someone that Porter was obsessed with when he was younger.
Yeah, and I noticed that the London Symphony Orchestra has a new CD of Ella Fitzgerald songs, and he does a duet with her, sort of like Natalie Cole did with her father, called People Will Say We're in Love.
Oh, that's lovely. Gregory Porter plays SF Jazz tonight, Friday, December 8th through the 10th. And one of Santa Rosa's best arts venues is the Charlie Brown Museum, founded by Charles Schulz's wife, Jean. She lost her home in the Tubbs Fire in October in Santa Rosa. But the museum is fine, and it's hosting a North Bay Fire Relief Benefit with author Dave Eggers, Brian Feese, who's a graphic novelist who lost his Santa Rosa home to the fires and did a really moving graphic short story about the experience that is also a video here at KQED Arts. Plus, Stephen Pastis is going to be there, the author of the daily strip Pearls Before Swine and others, Drawing Strength. Fire Relief fundraiser is Saturday evening, December 9th at the Schulz Museum in Santa Rosa.
So let's hear something now from the Barr Brothers.
That's the Barr Brothers, and they're from my hometown of Providence, Rhode Island, which has not really been a hotbed for music other than the Talking Heads. So I want to thank Brad and Andrew Barr for writing an album of songs about their misspent youth in Providence. I bet they had more fun than I did.
Yeah, their sonic landscapes kind of remind me of Lord Huron or Sun Kill Moon, but they're not all rock. Some of it's alt-country, some of it's alt-blues even.
The Barr Brothers play Great American Music Hall on Wednesday, December 13th. And Jeffrey Ed Lepore, thanks so much for joining us this week.
Thanks for having me back, Cy.
And we post details on all the shows we mentioned at kqed.org/arts. And pick up our podcast. It's posted Wednesday evening, so you get a head start on your weekend plans. And Jeffrey, how do we follow you on social?
I'm at JS, my initials, and then my hard-to-pronounce Iranian last name, Edelapur. I'm sure that'll be posted online, too.
Okay. I'm Cy Musiker. Follow me on Twitter at CyrusKQED.